and Chad of Crafton, from Sharon and Ava and Owen. On Tuesday the 29th, it's Courtney, John, and his twin brother Robert, Maddie of Brentwood, Katie from Rosie, Jen, Thomas, Chris, and Tom and Mary Ann, Tiger of the North Side. Also on the 29th, we have Adrian of Lower Burl and James of Bellevue. Moving to July 30th, Herman from your friends and family, Galadriel from Araliana, Abigail, Isabella, Elsa, Leora, and Eamon, Doug of Bridgeville from Glennon, and parents Ralph and Mary Ann, and Maisie of Verona from Mom and Dad. On July 31st, Sparky, the anniversary of his birth, from Carla and us. Also, Max of Morningside from Mom and Dad and Hallie. Craig of Macon, Georgia, from your Ohio brother and sisters and that one sister in Michigan, says this email. Happy birthday, Craig. Also, Brandon of Beachview from Mom and Dad, Darren Morton from wife Dana and family and us, Aaron of Ligonier from Joe and Roseanne, Cindy Rogers in Indiana, Pennsylvania from us and your friends and family, Jacqueline of Delmont. Finally, on August 1st, it's the anniversary of Jeff and Bonnie of the North Side. It's the birthday of Sandy of Souderton, Pennsylvania. Russ and Max want to wish Sandy a happy birthday. And James of Shaler, happy birthday to you from your mom and all of your family.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed agent. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square on the north side of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Coast Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio, where you will find links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone service, where you can listen by phone, by calling 631-359-8728. Some empathy from the new Kentucky Colonels. got the new Kentucky Colonels. And now it's almost time to play Guess Who. Get ready. We're going to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. That coming up momentarily.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
It is time to play Guess Who, a game we've been playing for years and that grows in popularity every week, so it seems. We are about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one person in mind. We think it's probably a name you will have heard of before. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real or fictitious, maybe somebody from the world of literature, entertainment, music, sports, history. No matter who it is, we think you'll know the name. And now, this week's initials. H. 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 That's H as in Harrisburg, and H as in Harrison City. Not at all clues, just ways to make sure that you heard the letters correctly. Good luck. You can guess as many times as you would like to, and the guessing can begin right now.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
And we're looking forward to getting to your guesses. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We are looking forward to hearing from you this morning, and we hope you'll get a hold of us. 412-200-5975. There are a lot of calls and text messages that are coming in, and let me start sharing some of those guesses. Many guesses of Hulk Hogan, who passed away this week. It's not Hulk Hogan, and I don't even think subliminally. That was why I picked those initials, but a great guess. Thank you. Here come the guesses that have come in. So far, Aline in Maine has Harry Houdini. So does John and Carrick. Henry Hill and Harry Houdini from Mike and Mars. Alan has Harry Harrison, Henry Higgins, and Henry Huggin. Jim in Crafton Heights has Henry Hudson, Hedda Hopper, Helen Hunt, Howard Hawks, and Hank Hill. Herbert Hoover, guessed by John and Carrick. Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights have Hurricane Hattie, Hubert Humphrey, and Howard Hughes. Angie in Mars has Hulk Hogan, Harry Houdini, Herbert Hoover. Helen Hunt from John and Carrick. Bill in Sheridan has Harry Houdini and Helen Hunt. And here's one from Annie. From the novel Lolita, Humbert. A good guess, not who we have in mind. Mike and Mars has Hubert Humphrey, Howard Hughes, and Howard Hanna, the real estate guy. Richard on the north side. Good morning. Richard has Helen Hunt. Mick in St. Clair has Horatio Hornblower and Hubert Humphrey as a guest. These are all incorrect answers to help you narrow it down. Howard Hughes from John in Carrick. Matt, by way of Annie, has Hubert Humphrey and Howard Hughes. And James in Freiburg. Oh, he's got some good guesses. Hot Lips Houlihan from the movie and TV show MASH, Hedda Hopper, Harry Houdini, Harvey Haddix, the kitten from the Pittsburgh Pirates, Harry Hamlin, the actor, L.A. Law, among his venues, Hunter Hearst, Hemsley, and Hulk Hogan. None of those. I don't know who Hunter Hearst Hemsley is, so I'm going to figure out who that is.
I love Lucy and she loves me. We're as
this is not a clue at all.
And life is heaven, you see. 'Cause I love Lucy, yes, I love Lucy.
Rather, it's an homage to the great Richie Cole playing here. Hunter Hearst Helmsley is better known as Triple H, involved with the WWF. That's why I had no idea who that was. Bill in Homer City had a guess of Howard Hughes. Does Greg have the correct answer? All right, wow. Greg, thanks for hanging on. He's on the phone. He got it almost immediately. That's incredible, because I think this one is hard. Linda in Collier has Hulk Hogan. And here's Patrick in South Park with Hurricane Harry. Matt says Hurricane Harvey. John and Addie of Hal Holbrook. And Hugh Hefner. Helen Hunt from Annie in Eastern PA. Heather Headley, guessed by John and Carrick. Henry Hill by Trish and Cook Forest. Howard Hughes, also from Trish. Henry Higgins from Annie. Rick in Highland Park, good morning. Captain Horatio Hornblower is Rick's guess. And it's not that, but a good guess. Henry Harriman from Richard on the North Sod. Hoppity Hooper from Jim in Crafton Heights. I've got to look that one up. Oh, what a nice character. Produced by Jay Ward of Bullwinkle fame. Broadcast on ABC. Starting in 1964. Not Hoppity Hooper. John and Addie in East Deer have Herbie Hancock, Herbert Hoover, Hubert Humphrey, and Harry Houdini. Bruce Ingram has Hubert Humphrey and Howard Hughes. Henry Hudson, guessed by John and Carrick. Henry Hudson by Mick in St. Clair. Hugh Hewitt, good guess, from Matt by way of Annie. Annie guessed Howard Hughes. Helen Hayes from John and Carrick. Harry Houdini from Aline in Maine. And a whole bunch more just came in at 412-200-5975. And I wanted to be sure we got to Caden's made-up guess. I'm not sure if this is Huggy. I think it's Huggy Humbot. Huggy Humbot. Huggy Humbot sounds like a name, but it's actually an expression. When something doesn't go well, you say, ah, Huggy Humbot. And it's actually based on Huggy Humbot, who was born back in the 1920s and is claimed to have triggered the stock market crash in the 20s, although that was never proven. But people started to say, ah, Huggy Humbot, and it became part of the American language. Caden, thank you for helping to uncover that term. Hagar the Horrible, guessed by Alan. John and Carrick has a guess of Hunts Hall. Who's Hunts Hall? Why? An American radio, stage, and movie performer. Who was in the Dead End Kids movies. Great guess. Ross is in Glenshaw. Hugh Hefner and Herbie Hancock, and he's listening with Kathy. Patrick in Stanton Heights has Howard Hughes, Herbert Hoover, Helen Hayes, Henry Hudson, Herbie Hancock, Henry Hill, Hedda Hopper, Henry Hyde, and the correct answer. And also the character of Harold looks like Hecuba, a character in the American sitcom Gilligan's Island. Don't remember that one, but he was a movie producer after a plane crash on the island. And I thought I knew my Gilligan's Island trivia. He's only the second person with the correct answer. Holly Hunter, guessed by Jim in Crafton Heights. Henry Hines, guessed by John and Carrick. Gail has Howard Hughes, Henry Higgins, Hulk Hogan, Herbert Hoover, Helen Hunt, Harry Houdini, Herman Hesse, Helen Hayes, Hubert Humphrey, Hugh Hefner, Horatio Hornblower, and Holly Hunter. Bill has Henry Hillman. Jim has Herman Hesse, Hugh Hefner from Richard on the North Side. Guesses are coming in at a feverish pitch right now. Up and down the dials of our radio stations, guesses are coming in as we play Guess Who. Herbie Hancock, guessed by Jim. Herman Hesse, guessed by RJ on Sharps Hill. Thank you for checking in. And here's Herbie Hancock or Herman Hesse, guessed by Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City. Heinrich Himmler, guessed by Jim in Highland Park. And here's Rick with Henry Hines, H.J. Hines. A good guess, not him. Rick is in Highland Park. Another Heinrich Himmler from John and Carrick. Rich in Freeport has Harry Heilman of the Detroit Tigers, Hope Hicks, and Henry Hillman. That from Rich in Freeport. Elaine in Maine has Helpful Hilda, Henry Henderson from Annie. And that almost gets us there. Huckleberry Hound from Matt by way of Annie. Gail just got the correct answer. And Patrick says the Gilligan's Island character was when they turned Shakespeare's Hamlet into a musical. Mike and Mars got the correct answer. Bruce also had a guess of Huckleberry Hound. And Linda has Harry Houdini. And I can't believe Greg got this as the very first person he called, he guessed, and he was right. And Greg, thank you for holding on as other folks were playing. I really appreciate your patience. I can't believe that was your first.
Yeah, good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
I can't believe I surprised myself. For some reason, this name just came right to mind, and I can't believe it.
Yeah,
I came up with it.
It's not the name I think people, well, clearly, would not have thought of first, but you did it. Who is it that we were looking for?
Well, anyone who's familiar with the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati knows Dr. Johnny Fever as Howard Hesseman.
Howard Hesseman, indeed. Also, he starred on the sitcom Head of the Class.
That's right. Yeah, that one, too.
And earlier in his life, he was an actor on a number of TV shows, none regularly, but he would show up as an actor in various cameo roles or bit parts, I guess is the better way of putting it. He was on One Day at a Time trying to remember, he was... Oh, he actually played, I didn't know that, he played Ann Romano's husband. She got married in the latter years. So he was a regular on that show.
I'm familiar with that show, but I don't, somehow I don't remember him being on there.
Yeah,
I guess he was.
I don't remember it either, but I'm reading a bio that gives him credit. What I remember him for, and it's a little obscure, he was in a group called The Committee, which was an improvisational comedy group that would put on skits and kind of often lampoon radio. They were heard on an underground FM station called KMPX in San Francisco in the late 60s. He also worked under a different name, Howard Hessam, and his given name, but he used the alias Don Sturdy early in his career on the radio as well as on TV. He was on an Andy Griffith show, on a Dragnet, and some of those committee performances are available on reruns of the Dick Cavett show that you can find. So just, you know, a very, very gifted actor who passed away in 2022 at the age of 81. He really seemed to live that part on WKRP as well, didn't he?
He really did. He was made for that role, it seems.
Well, well done to you. Coming up with that immediately just amazes me. How's the weather where you are now? Larry in Elwood City mentioned it was kind of rainy and soggy.
Well, it's cloudy here right now, but it's dry. It's a bit cloudy, though, and it's a little muggy.
Yeah, the rain, I told Ricky it rained for what seemed to be about 30 seconds yesterday as I was driving home, and that's about all we got. So hopefully things will get, I know the plants could use a little water.
So. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Greg, and congratulations for coming up with it. Thanks again for your patience.
Thanks.
Also, Gail and Patrick and Mike and John coming up with the correct answer. And I hope I hit everybody. Let me just double check. I mentioned Mike and Gail and Patrick. And Matt also had a guess of Harry and the Hendersons. But the person that we were looking for this morning, actor Howard Hessam. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up right after the bottom of the hour.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
In addition to subscribing to our newsletter, you can follow us on social media at SLB Radio, where a lot of folks have been playing Guess Who. Ralph and Holly and Brittany. And Nick. Andrew is also playing on Facebook. And it looks like nobody has the puzzle correctly on Facebook as of yet, but we're glad you're playing along. And we're glad that you are listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. We are going to take a visit to the SLB car dealership coming up in just a few moments. Get ready.
Rhythm is our business. Rhythm is what we say. Rhythm is our business. Business sure is well. Now you feel blue. Rhythm's all you need. If you got rhythm, you'll sure succeed. Rhythm is our business. Business sure is well. He plays the saxophone in the band. In the band. Dan plays on that saxophone in the band. In the band. Oh, when he plays upon that scale. Da 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 da. Give it everything I got.
the swing stations, and rhythm is our business here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Noted people passing away since we last were together. Chuck Mangione, who's Feels So Good, is playing in the background, died July 22nd at the age of 84. And Don Lucidi, somebody I went to high school, had made a post noting how much of his music ended up being played in our marching band. And boy, that brings back a lot of memories. Malcolm Jamal Warner, the actor that played Theo, died on July 20th. Connie Francis died earlier this month at the age of 87. Ozzy Osbourne, also on July 22nd at the age of 76. And I mentioned when we were playing Guess Who, Hulk Hogan. Also passing away. And while we're accustomed to learning about the death of celebrities, that's quite a cluster all in a period of a week or 2 weeks. Alison Brown and Jake Shimabukuro are playing together in this version of Feels So Good. Unique features in our Youth Express Hour, which begins in about 25 minutes. We have a flute player, A.J. Schmidt, who has been honored by the Pittsburgh Concert Society. And we also are going to be talking with Mark Steidel. I first met Mark almost 20 years ago. Mark has cerebral palsy. He speaks with the aid of what is called a DynaVox, which is a voice synthesis device. And today is National Disability Independence Day. Mark is a disability advocate, also a composer and opera librettist, and he, along with Catherine Scovira and Robert Whalen, have been developing a work called The Other Side of Silence, which examines the role art plays in promoting equity and agency for people who use alternative means of communication. I think you'll enjoy it. I guarantee you it's like nothing you will hear elsewhere on the radio. And that will be in our next hour, beginning at about 1:30.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including its free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. We're going to visit the Saturday Light Brigade car lot. All of our answers are words that begin with C-A-R. For example, if we gave you the clue bird, the answer would be cardinal. And the word may not have the sound of car at the beginning, but C-A-R will most definitely be at the beginning of the word or phrase that answers our puzzle. If we give you the clue people traveling together, that would be caravan. Caravan. Are you ready to try some of your own? You can text or phone us with your answer, and you can also challenge me. The first clue is knitted garment. Knitted garment. And the second clue, and there are a couple answers to this. The clue is packaging. Packaging. So we're looking for a knitted garment. The answer starts with C-A-R. And we're looking for the answer to packaging. And I know of at least two answers to packaging. There might be more. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Join us. We're live on the radio, and you can be too. Gail is quick at the keyboard, and she's got the knitted garment. And Alan got it as well. Cardigan, the answer. Cardigan. And Larry in Elwood City also got it. And Larry, got one of the answers to packaging. We'll leave that open for another moment or two. We're looking for the C-A-R word that answers the clue packaging. And I'll add the clue profession. Profession for a new word. Profession. So you can either tell us the C-A-R word that answers packaging, or the one that answers the clue, profession. 412-200-5975, on or off the air. We hope you'll consider joining us on the air. You can also text us at that same number. By the way, when you call us, you can challenge me with a C-A-R clue of your own. Bill came up with the answer to packaging. Gail just came up with the answer to profession. Aline got packaging. And Stu got one that he's going to give to both of us. Gail has the answer to packaging, as does Alan. And our phones are ringing. Please let the connection ring if you call and if you have any trouble getting through. We'll get to you very quickly. We try to make sure we give everybody time as we answer telephones. 412-200-5975. Hi, who's this?
Dust Bowl.
Oh, hey, Dust Bowl. Good to hear from you this morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Did you have an answer or one to give to me?
I have an answer.
What have
it
you got?
It has to do with packaging.
Yes.
Cardboard.
Cardboard is absolutely good. And a few people had another answer, which would be like what you would put milk into, would be a kind of packaging.
Carton.
Excellent.
Yep.
And it sounded like you were going to add something to that.
No, that's about it. Right now, I'm sitting there watching my bunny rabbits in my yard over here. We had a good downpour of rain. Now it quit, and we have a couple of bunnies out in our yard here doing a little nibbling here and there.
Do you have any of the really tiny ones? There are a lot of newborn bunnies in our yard right now, and they are really cute.
Yeah, we have one little one and one a little bit bigger right now, and the neighbor has he's a horticulturist, and he doesn't like the critters in his yard because they might eat some of his stuff, so he's a trapper.
Mm.
He traps them, and then he relocates them somewhere about 5 minutes away.
They'll be back.
They'll
be back.
But he also got a groundhog recently, too, or a couple of them, anyhow. He has a bigger cage for those guys.
Mm, yeah, I think
I'm
the bunnies.
I'm going to start to call his place Mr. McGregor's Garden.
What if I'm going to give you another clue for one? An amusement park ride, and it has to begin with C A R. An amusement park ride. Mm.
Ooh.
A very common one, and it's often a child's first ride at an amusement park.
Ooh. I think you got me there. I can't think of an amusement park ride.
Well, this is good. It'll be left for another listener to get, so it's okay without getting it.
Yep.
This one's a tricky one. I hope it's a good day for you. I'm really glad you're with us in the morning, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Take care.
I enjoyed talking.
Thanks. That's Dust Bowl, who is in Warren. And we go to Bruce. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What do you have the answer to?
Okay, I have the answer for the packaging.
Yes, and...
Cardboard.
Cardboard is correct. And
I had the one that Dust Bowl Jack didn't get that you just gave him, which was the childhood ride.
Yes.
The carousel.
The carousel is right with the painted ponies going up and down.
And Dustful Jack was talking about all the bunny rabbits out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about, what does the bunny rabbit like to eat?
Oh, that's a good clue. What does the bunny rabbit eat? It must be why their eyesight is so good. They like to eat carrots.
So when my nephew was real little, he was staying at our house. He was real little. He's just starting to talk. Well, maybe a little older than that. And my mother, he said, I don't like carrots. And my mother said, carrots are good for your eyes. And he said, how do I stick a carrot in my eye?
I can see that. Here's a clue. Let me give you one that Brigadier sent. And, oh my gosh, am I behind. If you've texted us, we will acknowledge you shortly. Stu sent in this clue. Cartoon depiction of oneself. Cartoon.
Caricature?
Very good. Very good.
I have one for you.
Okay.
She wore a hat made of bananas.
He wore a hat?
She.
Oh, she. Oh, oh.
She wore a hat made of bananas.
Oh. Oh, gosh. It's on the tip of my... No, that's Charo. And then I was thinking of Miranda. A hat made of...
Yes.
It is Miranda? Oh, Carmen Miranda. Oh, my gosh.
Carmen Miranda.
How did I not get the Carmen part of that?
I don't know. Then there was the kind of the Volkswagen sports car.
The Carmen Ghia.
Carmen Ghia, but I think that was spelled with a K.
You're right. So another Volkswagen... not a golf, not a rabbit, not a Volkswagen sports car. That one I'm not getting.
No. I mean, Carmen Ghia was what I was thinking, but I just realized it's spelled with a K.
Yeah, I think it is. Those were great little cars, though.
They were nice little cars. They were sharp.
Yeah. I don't know how they drove because I was way too young. The answer to profession, did you get that one? We didn't give that one on the air yet. The answer.
Career
is absolutely correct.
Oh, this is my game, brother.
It is. You are doing quite well. You can make a career of this game.
I could, maybe.
Well done. Thank you.
Yeah, I let you go because I was going to get a lot of calls to get to.
Yeah, we've got a few hanging in. Thank you, Bruce. And now we are about to chat with Mrs. Pudge. How nice. Good morning, Mrs. Pudge.
Yeah, for the C-A-R is cardinal.
Cardinal.
For cardinal?
For the bird. Very good.
Yep.
How is Mr. Pudge today? Is he...
Doing good. He's getting more 2x4s for our 22 shoot for next month.
What's he going to be building?
Targets.
Oh.
For the kids for the shootout.
Oh, got it.
Balloons and tennis balls and ping pong balls.
Okay, and that's got to be a lot of fun for some practice. Do you get prizes?
We used to have them shoot at eggs, but they got to be too messy.
Yeah, that's like an Easter egg hunt. Now, better to use, spools of thread or something that's less expensive. Yeah. Let me give you another one just for fun. The clue for this one is on the floor. On the floor, starting with C-A-R.
And you actually think of one right now.
Well, you made me think of it.
Carpet.
Yeah, that's it. You made me think of it, and carpet it is. When you said wood, I thought about flooring, wood flooring. But carpet it is.
I've been looking at my back door carpet.
Well, well done. You're
and
pretty
quick. I just
remembered
that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you for being with us. We always like hearing from you, too. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
That's Mrs. Pudge, wife of Super Pudge, checking in this morning. There are quite a few folks I need to acknowledge. Alain gave the clue, Saturday morning shows. That would be cartoons. Gail noted that carpool would be a good answer. Oh, Mick, for packaging, in addition to carton, he said, how about a carboy? And another profession, John, in economy, we gave the clue, profession. He said, how about a cartographer? Alan also referred to cartoons on Saturday morning. Mike and Jaylene knew cardboard was the kind of packaging. Larry and Vanessa had as a profession cardiopulmonary technologist, which the late Rich Ord was. Mick and St. Clair also had carpenter. That would be a fun game in and of itself, professions. Starting with C-A-R, cardiologist also coming in. As for the amusement park ride, Gail knew that we were looking for a carousel. John in economy got that too. Nick and Wes Mifflin gave the clue, hieroglyph name. Oh boy. I hope he sent the answer. Hieroglyph name. Starting with C-A-R. That's one I'll need your help on answering. We'll see if anybody else might have gotten it. Mick also gave a profession of cardiologist, and he knew the carousel. Alan knew that, too. Gail gave a clue of clip. I don't know the answer, unless it's carabiner. I'll bet it is carabiner. That's a clip you can put your keys on. Aline knew cardiologist and carousel. Gail knew carrot. Larry and Vanessa also mentioned carpenter as the profession, and they are off to Zelenople today. Caricature from Gail in Stanton Heights, who also knew Carmen and Miranda, as did Mick. So we got them all except, oh, there's more. A raw Italian appetizer. Oh my gosh, a raw. I don't know that one. Gail mentioned cartoon. VW made a cabriolet. Close. From Don in Bethel Park. We need an R there. If it were a cabriolet, we'd be good. Pudge was happy to hear his wifey poo on the radio. Oh, Nick says it's cartouche, the hieroglyph answer. And Gail confirms carabiner is correct. And she also knew cartouche, as did a listener whose number ends in 674. What a busy and wonderful morning. Oh, the appetizer. Thank you. Carpaccio. Carpaccio. Thank you. Mick just shared that with us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Our Youth Express Hour is next. Stick around. It's going to be meaningful and unique. I think you'll really enjoy it. You're listening.